Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we're going to have some fun doing it today. It's Vegas Eve. Actually, no, it's Vegas Day. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the boy.
The boy.
Aaron Rafeld, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, too bad. Unfortunately, we're doing things a little bit differently today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What Are the Odds? It's a different kind of show, Hoffman.
What's so different?
Well, you can't really call.
We're not taking phone calls today.
We're not taking texts.
No.
We're not taking tweets.
This is an interaction-free program.
It is. And you probably shouldn't go to Twitch, because if you do,
you'll see empty chairs.
You know what we should have, you know what we should have done? Do we still have those cutouts of us? We should have put those there.
We could do that.
I guess we still could.
I don't want to do that.
I mean, that'd look good.
Yeah, mine looks like crap, but, you know, so do I. So it's not anything different.
I typically don't run it when you're not here. So, like in Vegas, people don't just stare at empty chairs and me.
Why not? You have fans, because Aaron.
No, I don't.
You do.
Oh, yes.
You've got a following, Voldemort.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, I guarantee you there's a lot of Quidditch playing girls out there that like looking at that video and saying, whoa, yeah, Voldemort, kind of hot. Much hotter than in the movie. Not saying much, but hey. Yeah. What's happening, Hoffman? You ready to get to Vegas, man?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm excited. I'm ready to go get this money.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm excited. You know, my mom comes out there probably once every other year or so, and my mom loves to gamble. And I love gambling with my mom because my mom, like, she's a lot like me. When she's with you at the table, she's lively and energetic. And
she's entertaining.
Yeah. Blackjack, especially if you play blackjack, it can be monotonous. And if you've got a super quiet table, my mom's animated. She has a good time, so I'm excited to hang out with her and hopefully, like I said, win a few bucks.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little bit different because tomorrow we'll be on 11 to 1. We'll be doing the Palillo show, which I think will be a little bit of a culture shock for some people.
Yes.
But, hey, and so I'm kind of curious. I've sort of replotted all my gambling based on that. So the plan tomorrow is do the show. Then I'm either playing the 11 o'clock at MGM or I'm going to go over and play the circuit event at Planet Hollywood. One of those two. That's pretty good. I don't know the exact time of that, unfortunately.
We'll just... yeah. It happened early.
Yeah.
It was an early...
It's in the first segment. That's the best I can do. But then after that, maybe, you know, depending on how the poker tournaments go, hit the race book for a little bit, go take a nap, and then I'll have to go sit in the room and watch the Texans game and write about that for Sports Map. But then there'll be more poker after that.
Yeah, we'll probably catch the late tournament either at MGM or at Mandalay.
Yep.
And I like that Mandalay late tournament because there's usually about 12 people and
you get plenty of chips.
Yep.
And it usually comes down to you and me and one other person.
Yeah. You're usually not in like a big rush to get your chips. That's what the thing about that MGM tournament is. Sometimes it's
bingo sometimes.
Yeah. But the Mandalay, when you've got so many chips, it can last a while. I'll tell you the easiest, and I think I've won at least one the last four or five times we've been out there, is at that Excalibur, the morning, the AM. And so unfortunately we won't be able to play that. No, tomorrow.
Friday we will.
But Friday we definitely will. Yeah. Saturday we will too.
Yeah.
Because it is such a soft tournament. It's what I like to call a tourist tournament.
And it's a hangover tournament. Everybody there is hungover. And I don't want to brag, but I think you and I perform a little better after a hangover as opposed to most people.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. It's a bunch of tourists and it's the same people who played the night before and didn't cash.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, we're some kind of badasses because we win that tournament regularly, because like I said, it's a pretty weak field, but the money spends the same.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed. And usually when I'm in Vegas, I go over there every morning, I trudge over, put down my, what is it, $60 or whatever. And
I think it's 45.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 40 or 45. It's a cheapie, but it's.
And try to make 400. That's basically what I'm doing. Yeah. And it more often than not, it's worked.
Yeah, that one you seem to own. The one I seem to own is pretty much any tournament at Mandalay I do really well at. The MGM ones are hit and miss.
You and I think the last time we played, you and I split at the end.
Yeah, we did. That's the last one we've done over there.
Yeah.
So we'll have to reprise that. But and what I like about that, when you get plenty of play, and you know, I like it's closer to what I like to do in a multi-day tournament where you can be really patient and then just wait for your hands. And then when you get your hands, just start taking people down. The MGM, when you have to do some force play, and that's okay. It's just a different skill. And I, that's why I'm always trying to catch some hidden thing early and double up so that I can afford to be more patient. But you can't just sit there and wait for hands in that thing. If you do, you know, you're going to wind up getting blinded off.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, and we'll get in plenty of poker. Like I said, depending on what happens tonight, I think we get there. We've got about an hour to get there before the 10 o'clock tournament tonight. As of right now, I'm definitely wanting to play that.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. But we also probably have people to catch up with and stuff when we get there, too. So we'll see.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's an early morning for us tomorrow.
It is. It is. Well, it's always an early morning for me. I've got to get up and do sports map stuff Thursday, regardless.
Earlier than normal?
Yeah. Oh, well, basically, I have to be up at 5:30 Vegas time.
Oof.
And yeah, but that's every time we go now, because
you'll need a nap for sure.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, they should play out perfectly like that. I should about 3 or 4 in the afternoon be able to get a nap, and then Texans, boom, losing to the Colts.
Yeah.
The more I look at this game, I'm so convinced the Colts are going to win, which means if you're betting, you should go the other way, because every time I have a strong opinion on the Texans, I am completely wrong. But the more I look at this, I just think even if T.Y. Hilton doesn't play, even without Marlon Mack, they're going to keep the game close. And I don't know what it was. Last week pretty much took the soul out of anything I thought the Texans were going to be. And I know I'm always the one preaching, don't react to one game.
Yeah.
But there was nothing. You could take nothing out of it. And if they show up and play like that, they're not going to win a game the rest of the season. Now, I know they're not. They're going to be better than that. And yeah, the Ravens can make you look bad, but they're not supposed to make you look incompetent. And I honestly think Frank Reich is Zed from Pulp Fiction, and Bill O'Brien is the Gimp. That's pretty much how it is.
Okay.
And that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to pull down his leather pants and have his way with him.
Fair enough.
So I hope I'm wrong. Because, you know, one of the hardest things to do is write columns on Texans games like Sunday where they're just not even in it. Because I always do positives and negatives, right? Last week, I had no positives. And I'll add them as the game goes on so that I have it ready when it's over. The last thing I want to do tomorrow night is sit there and wait for positives that are never going to happen.
What's the current number on Texans?
3.5.
So, do you know what the look-ahead line was?
5.5. I know. I feel... And remember, I actually brought that up before last weekend. And I thought, you know, if I could get in on that, I'd take the 5.5 right now because like you said yesterday, 2 points is not that big a deal.
Not at that range.
I mean, if this were going from 5.5 to 7.5 or inside of 3 or something, then yeah. But
let me tell you what line got affected more by that Texans ass whooping. So Ravens now, let me pull up what the Ravens are right this second in the market. But the Ravens were on Monday Night Football are currently...
They went from pick 'em to -3, yeah.
And it was a look-ahead line of pick.
Yeah.
That is a... It's
a 3-point swing off of one game.
And from pick to all the way to a key number, if it was going from, like, you know, 3.5 to 6.5, not a big deal.
Right.
Pick to 3 is a huge jump based on one data point.
Well, but I don't think it's just one. I really think it's 3.
I think people are starting to believe in them.
I think it's the Patriots win, and, you know, you could throw out the Bengals, but they... totally destroyed them,
yeah.
Which you're supposed to, and then they totally destroyed the Texans. So that's, I think people are looking at all three of those. I think they're going back to the Patriots and the Texans. You're looking at it, and when we talked about the contenders in the AFC, you've just knocked off two teams that presumably were going to, that you would have to go through in the playoffs and beaten them soundly,
yeah.
even the Patriots. So I think people are starting to believe in it, and I also think the Rams, you know, when they just haven't been the same team. Especially offensively. And now I think I like them in this spot because I do think the Ravens at some point are due for a little bit of a regression. But that is that's a huge number to go from pick 'em to 3. All right, we're going to have a fun show today. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. We're doing something a little bit different. We'll probably tell you about it at some point. But
we're doing something a little bit different because Aaron has me doing a live read in the first segment, which is pretty much the thing I hate to do the most. But
I know
that's
you,
okay.
You have you basically have made it clear that you never want to do that.
Yeah, but well, what am I going to do? Argue with Aaron right now? Could have easily moved one of Fred's into this spot, but
just waited until coming out of the first break.
Wanted to piss me off. That's all right. All right, guys, I got to say about CBDMD.com. This is lab tested, clean, safe, excellent quality CBD, and they've got tons of different they've got topicals, they've got oils, they've got gummies, however you want to ingest your CBD, they've got it, and it is a high quality product. In fact, there's world class athletes using this stuff. Bubba Watson, Daniel Cormier, Steve Smith Jr., amongst many others, myself, of course, Tyron Woodley. And it's not just for elite athletes, guys. It's for everyday stuff. Sometimes you have a tough workout. You need to feel better. Sometimes you just your mind's not in the right spot. You need to feel better. CBD can help you with a lot of different things. And since I started using the CBD Freeze, which is the menthol roll-on, I've been feeling so much better after my workouts. I don't sit around aching all day. It's really just a game changer. See what they can do for you. They're offering our listeners 20% off their order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975. Because it's about to get heavy.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday. I invite you to participate, but it's not going to do any good. The reality is, we're doing a podcast today. That's what we're doing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's no interaction because... You know, we wanted to make sure we did a show, but we also wanted to make sure we made our flight. So we're doing the show a little bit early and recording it for you, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. We'll still get you home in traffic. We'll actually, I would say about now, we're probably drinking beer at Ingenious when you hear this.
Probably.
Would be my guess. But yeah, so we're heading out tonight, and looking forward to getting to Vegas for the Wilder-Ortiz fight. Man, I'm getting excited about that now.
Yeah.
It's... I've been doing a lot of reading. Can't wait to see who we get as guests, and it will be fun. So heading out tonight. So I guess the new thing on the Astros scandal is that it's the fired scouts who are giving information to Major League Baseball.
Hard times.
Well, you know, there's nothing worse than an unhappy ex-employee.
Nope.
Those are the worst. But I it's so funny how this... I kind of wrote a column today making fun of the fact that everybody has to analyze every piece of everything now. In reality, isn't this pretty simple? They cheated. They got caught. Punish them. And then how bad the punishment is. That's really the question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything else? It's like every time that somebody says, oh, well, look at this laptop.
Right.
There's more. We get it. There's proof. All right. We got it.
They got them. Let's figure out what's the punishment.
Yeah. Yeah. They're caught. We know they're caught, and people are like, well, what's the worst possible punishment? I think the worst thing that happens, draft picks, fines, and despite what Jerome was saying yesterday, I think suspensions are going to be a part of this. The question becomes, I was listening to Charlie talk about this yesterday. If Cora was a part of it, does he get suspended from the Red Sox? Carlos Beltran?
I don't know.
Does he get suspended now that he's got a managing job?
I don't know.
So how far do you take it? And... Yeah, that's the funny part is there's no hitters coming forward with any of this. It's Mike Fiers and scouts.
Yeah.
And because the hitters, you know, it benefited them. Plus, when you get to contract time, you don't think they're going to use that against you?
Yeah, I certainly would assume they would.
So, Carlos Correa, your one hit in the postseason came because of this. You know? It's so funny how, and this was kind of the point of the column today, that people keep telling us all these little parts of it that are so important, and it's just like the Kaepernick thing over the weekend. Every little thing is so important. Is it really that important? I mean, yes, they got caught, they cheated, woo, And I'm also the guy, I've been consistent about this. I thought the Deflategate thing was way overdone. Yeah. And I feel like the same thing's sort of happening here. And it's just, you know, you got all these videos. Oh, this might be this. This might be this. I kind of, if you're really that into something like this, just go watch Ancient Aliens. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like this, oh, this might have been an alien. And hey, okay, I like that. I'm more interested in that than I am, oh, they were stealing signs. Woo. Because that's what it comes down to, right? In the end, that's the crime. They yeah. stole signs. And they used technology to do it, which is across the line. Boom, done. End of story. But you know what's going to happen. There'll be a year from, oh, they're the most evil franchise that ever lived. The Astros should be disbanded. That's the hot take that's coming.
Yeah.
The Astros should be, all their players should be free agents and allowed to go everywhere else. And right. they should have to start from scratch. That's what's coming. Because that's all people have to talk about, man.
Yeah. I did Denver radio today. Obviously, Rockets Nugs tonight. They were interested in that. But then at the end, they asked me, how does it feel like knowing that your baseball team there cheated? I was like, well, it's different because people nationally actually are caring about the Astros. For the longest time, they were a team that no one really cared about. So whether it's a good thing or not, they're getting national recognition. People look at them. They've had enough success that people care if they cheated or not. And I was like, and no offense to, you know, the Rockies. If someone found out the Rockies had been cheating the last 3 years, no one would care because the Rockies haven't been very good. No, like, oh, you make a good point. So, I mean, it's
and nobody's gonna care if it's the Cincinnati Reds,
no,
the Chicago White Sox.
If it's a team that's had success, suddenly people care. And you know, is it great? No, I mean it kind of sucks. But at the end of the day, would you trade the success?
Well, that's the thing I've asked every Astros fan who asked me how to feel about this. It's like, would you trade that World Series right now?
To know that your team did it the right way.
Yeah, to know that your team didn't cheat. No, and not a single person has said, yeah, I would.
I don't believe him.
Nope, because I'd have to give back my 2017 World Championship shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving mine back. It's staying in the closet
where
it belongs. And so, yeah, is it bad? Yeah. Are they guilty? Clearly. So punish them.
Yeah.
That's it. It's no different to me than... And I kind of, in the article, I kind of compared it to PEDs a little bit because, I mean, how do we know the other guys aren't doing the same thing? And just like when people say, oh, well, this guy hit all these home runs. It's like, yeah, well, what about the pitcher?
Right.
Is the pitcher on PED? And we knew a few pitchers who might have been. I don't want to throw any names out there.
I've heard tell
yeah.
That some of them were into that stuff.
So
does it? I don't know for sure, though.
Is it really an advantage? I mean, and that's, yeah, that's the thing. I don't understand how people have to turn this into the biggest cheating scandal in baseball right. history. You know, baseball's had some pretty good ones. I don't think it quite cracks the Pete Rose, the Black Sox, you know, and PEDs in general, let's be right. honest. And, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, is it bad? Yeah, but that's the other thing, too. Baseball's culture has encouraged this forever. You have guys in the Hall of Fame who were spitballers.
Yeah.
Isn't that cheating? But that's an honorable cheating, right?
It's all, it all depends on where you, like you said, where you draw the line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree that using technology to steal signs, probably crossing the line. Although, even that, I don't know. I mean, you know, come up with something else.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny that I guess this is like, well, it's okay for you to shoot people. It's not okay for you to shoot them in the head. That's kind of what it is. So they shot people in the head.
Yeah.
All right. I have a story about one of your favorite cities that I want to get to today.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
Because
Beaumont?
No. It's not in the great state of Texas.
Mm, I probably don't like it that much then.
Oh, well, I think
probably
you
overrated.
Do. I think you do. But yeah, we got that, and we got a bunch of stuff to get to today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday as we. Hopefully get you home safely in one piece as we get ready to head out to beautiful Las Vegas for the evening.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career, and I want to tell you about Anna, who back in May was working at Walmart, and she heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience at all, she enrolled at my computer career 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, and she was hired by, get this, another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future. Be part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. But AJ, I don't know anything about computers. I don't have any experience or training. They don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and it's going to be everything you need to get started. And then they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. So after you graduate, they're helping you get a job. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great one. Hopefully you're not stuck in traffic, but if you are, hope you enjoy the show. So I promised you a story about one of your favorite cities.
Okay.
I would say Seattle ranks as one of your favorite places.
Good, it's a good spot, man.
A new study by bestplaces.net has named the Seattle. They ranked the 50 largest metro areas in the country. And Seattle was named the gloomiest in all of America.
It does seem legit.
Especially when you look at the others that they ranked up there. They had a gloom score of 90.90, which I think is pretty good. I don't know. But their team looked at the percentage of cloud cover, average hours of daylight, and days with precipitation in the months of November, December, and January.
Okay.
No shock. Second, Portland.
Yeah, it should be up there.
Yeah.
Although, where's New Orleans rank?
Well, I'm going to get you the whole list here in just a second. But
I feel like New Orleans in the wintertime, it's kind of got that gloom feel to it also.
Well, in the summer, it's unlivable.
It's rough.
That's the one place I go that is more humid than here is New Orleans during the summer. But the least gloomy places, and they didn't rank Vancouver, but they mentioned Vancouver in here because it's the same thing as Seattle and Portland. Yeah. They all have the same weather. But the least gloomy places?
San Diego.
Well, they've got Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Las Vegas. And Los Angeles.
All right.
I'm not so sure about Los Angeles because,
I mean, I guess if you're saying gloomy just on weather alone, maybe. But walking through like cities of homeless people, that's a little gloomy.
Yeah, yeah.
That puts a damper on your day.
But I do think if you're just limiting it to 3 months, wouldn't Minneapolis be a lot more gloomy in December and January than any place?
Yeah, like it'd be up there.
Wouldn't we just go to the Midwest and pick any of these places where
Detroit,
you're covered in snow for 3 months? But Portland was second, and you know the good ones, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and which makes me think these people like deserts.
Yeah,
because I mean all of those are close to a desert, but I would still rather live in Seattle than I would Phoenix.
Oh yeah,
certainly Los Angeles. I mean,
maybe during those 3 months, I wouldn't mind living in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I mean, if I had to live one place year round, though, Seattle or Phoenix, it'd be Seattle.
Well, that's the thing. Most of us don't get to choose,
right?
That
you do because you're rich, so you'll get to choose. Like, I want to stay. I'll be staying in my Saskatchewan home. Over the summer, and then I'll be in my winter home in, what's that?
Where the winter home is going to be in Village Mills.
Is that what it's called, Village Mills?
Yeah.
Yeah, Village Mills. Which I'm sure will be hoity-toity by then, by the time you retire. Mm.
Well, I don't know. It's going to have to hurry.
Pinky out.
So your other really gloomy places include Buffalo.
That seems accurate. What about Houston?
I haven't found them on the list yet. I'm having to scroll down here. So here we go. Buffalo third, Cleveland fourth, Pittsburgh fifth, Detroit sixth.
So they did take all the snowy places. They just put them behind Seattle.
Columbus, Milwaukee, Chicago, Boston, Indianapolis, Hartford, Cincinnati. Now we're getting down pretty far. And Houston is still not mentioned. They're near.
Maybe there's no gloom here.
Well, okay. They're not that. They're like probably top 15. So going from least gloomy, Phoenix 1, Las Vegas 2, Riverside 3, LA 4. They shouldn't really split all those up. San Diego 5. Okay, this one has got to be a misprint. Oklahoma City. Mm. Oklahoma City is the definition of gloomy.
That's not a fun place.
No. I mean, not only did
Where's you, Little Rock on the list? Cause
well, I don't know if Little Rock's big enough, but Oklahoma City? Really? During the winter, you got snow. During the summer, you got tornadoes.
Yeah. That's not
There's
a fun
nothing
place.
There. And it's only one spot behind San Antonio, or one spot ahead of San Antonio. Oklahoma City, less gloomy than San Antonio.
Hmm.
I'm going to say bull stuff on that one.
Yeah, I like San Antonio.
Tampa is next on the list. Okay. Dallas, Austin, Orlando, New Orleans, Miami, Jacksonville, Denver, Houston. So
So Houston sounds like they're about in the middle.
Well,
kind of the Texans.
They're the Texans. Yeah. No, I think they're like 15th.
Out of how many?
50.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, in the upper echelon. But
so like they're the Texans through week 11.
Right. They're 6-3 Texans. Okay. And then we're just going to assume the season stopped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind the list. I do think that Oklahoma City should be in the upper tier, not the lower tier of gloomy. That one I'll take issue with. But otherwise, and like Salt Lake City isn't as far down as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Nashville doesn't get a lot of love.
I like Nashville.
I do too.
That's an underrated city.
Nashville is less gloomy than Washington and Baltimore, but barely. And I think that's I'll go on record. I think Nashville is one of the most underrated cities out there.
It certainly is,
and I just don't think people appreciate it enough. I think it'd be a cool place. Well, you did live there, right?
I did. Went to college there.
Yeah, and you didn't hate it.
No, I enjoyed it.
Well, there you have it. So usually when I get a list, I want to do one that is either so awful that we can make fun of it, but I think this one's pretty close.
Yeah,
and it certainly I agree with most of it. But I'm not that rich where I am going to have multiple retirement places. That doesn't make me a rich.
Oh, yes, it does.
And honestly, one of them, I have nothing to do with any of them. The wife inherited it.
Oh, boy, here we go. You don't listen. I'm not money shaming you, Fred.
You are.
Rich is rich. It's cool if you're rich.
It's not. I'm not at all.
I like that you're rich.
I'm not.
You buy beers for me sometimes. I mean, that's,
I do that. For
I think
a lot
you
of
do
people.
It. You do it out of guilt. It's like, hey, I know my salary's three times yours.
Oh, stop!
Let me help
it's
you out.
It's no more than twice. Come on. Yeah, now you're just exaggerating.
Let me help you out and buy you a drink.
Go build up the on-air stuff as much as we built up Sports Map, and then you'll make almost as much as me.
If you pick your game up.
Yeah, I can't be responsible for everything, Hoffman.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we'll get into some we'll talk a little bit about your Rockets and Nuggets since you went on and did that today, and I'm kind of curious what their take on it is from that side, what they think of the Nuggets right now. We could dive into that a little bit, and yeah, it's funny because I've done a couple things this week where people wanted to ask me, and they started off asking Texans questions, but you're right, everything devolved into what about the cheating scandal?
Yeah,
they cheated. That's pretty much it. And, you know, that's it's hard to react to that without, you know, it's because it's just, I don't know. Okay, that's two. We're doing pretty well. What's the over under for the rest of the show? You don't have an energy drink.
I'm going to go get one, though.
Okay, so I'm going to set the overall over under 4.
Okay.
So, you know, we're at 2 now. I'm going to make it 3.5.
Okay.
Because that way, because I know there's one more coming. The question is there two? I guess we'll just find out. All right. Right now, I have to tell you about Lightstream. And guys, the holidays are coming, and you've probably been thinking, hey, man, I need to save some extra money. Well, here's a way that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. And check this out. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20%. I don't know what you're paying on your credit card. It's a lot more than 5.95%. You get a fixed rate when you get a loan with Lightstream, so your rate won't budge. There's no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So just for my listeners, if you've got good credit, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
All right, then, guys, can I tell you about my good friends over at Allstate Siding and Windows? Allstate Siding and Windows. Don't let the cold weather seep into your home through your old, crummy, leaky aluminum windows. That's what's happening. You could be saving up to 40% on your electric bill. So think about that. What's your electric bill? And then now imagine putting 40% of that in your pocket every month. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to do that? Call my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows today for their winter special. 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. They've got military discounts. They've got senior discounts. They've got first responder discounts. Remember, you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936, or check them out at allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you get a chance, please check out sportsmap.com today. The fastest growing website in America. Join the other 400,000 users and 3 million page views and things like that.
1 billion.
It's huge. It's funny because
huge.
So many of these, I have friends who work at a lot of big websites around the country I reach out to all the time, and they're all so secretive about how many page views they get and how many users they have and stuff like that. And it's like, I'll tell you, because we got a bunch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
with the recipe, it's right here.
Yeah, exactly.
In your face.
Well. Well, just depends on how much money you have, if you want some consulting done. But no, I appreciate everybody who's been watching it and been going to the website. There's great videos there. And today I have a column where I combine Shakespeare, my dog, and Astros cheating.
Okay.
And it all makes sense. So please go check it out, and hopefully you'll enjoy it.
I don't know if I believe that, but okay.
Well, you only have to read the first couple paragraphs and you'll get it.
Okay.
There's an actual... I actually pulled them all together. It was I was trying to have some fun with the whole cheating scandal and make fun of the fact that people are overdoing stuff, because we talked about that a little bit on the show yesterday. So I managed to do those three things, and I used my favorite Shakespeare quote and my favorite dog. So there it is. The other thing is, hit that hockey over again last night.
Nice.
Oh, so people were mad because by the time they got in, it had gone up to six, so they pushed. Like, well, it was just
I was one
push.
Of those people.
Well, sorry, it was.
I'm not mad at you.
It was five.
I had hit the button faster, it would have been.
It was five and a half when I gave it, because I was actually punching my ticket on my bookie as I was telling you, "Hey, bet this," and then it went up to six.
Are you saying you moved the line?
I'm saying that, you know,
you dropped such a big chunk of that retirement money that you moved the line.
It wasn't that big. It was a good chunk. I think my bookie's got a little guy who listens to the show. And Raphael's on here, right? So I think he listens to the show.
Waiting for your hockey pick.
Waits for my hockey pick. That's why I punched a ticket before I gave it out. And then, boom, it went up. So that's a... but I don't have one tonight because there's only a couple games. But tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we do the Charlie Polillo show.
Oh, yes.
I will have one for you tomorrow night.
Boy.
And we also have Brad at noon tomorrow.
Oh, who would have thought that one day we'd be doing the Charlie Polillo show?
We've made it.
Started from the bottom. Yeah. Now we're here.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to hear... We get to see the kind of response we get from Charlie's crowd, because we're not really a Charlie
what
type of show.
I mean, you're not a Charlie type of guy. The same people that love Charlie love me.
You think?
No. No, probably not. But that's okay.
Then plus, you know, you guys who, you know, if you really want to listen to us in the afternoon, which we appreciate if you do, just download the podcast and listen on the way home.
Yeah.
Or you can listen to Joel and Barry. They'll be doing 4 to 7 and from Twin Peaks. As will Charlie. He'll also be at Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks Kirkwood, if you want to go out and see him even.
Yeah. So here's what you could do. This is the perfect idea. Go out and see them there, but take your headphones and listen to the podcast of us. Yeah. That's a win-win-win,
get
right?
Get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rockets Nuggets tonight. What were their thoughts about that game?
I mean, essentially they were saying, what do you do to beat this Rockets team? And I said... Well, he's like, how do you beat a team that's gonna score as many points as they're scoring? I said, you're gonna have to bring a different recipe if you're the Nuggets, because the Rockets aren't going to get involved in a 90-87 game.
No,
even the three games that the Rockets have lost, they've averaged 109 points. They're gonna get theirs. That's the facts. They've got better scorers than your team has, and if you want to beat them, you've got to beat them where they're weak, which is defensively. They're a bad defensive team. There's not really two ways about that anymore. I mean, I know in the past people have tried to make excuses. They're a bad defensive team. Right now it doesn't matter because they're scoring so much. They are super reliant on their starting five because, let's face it, the bench is not very good. So the Nuggets have strength and depth, and they've got a really good defensive team. I think that they're going to have to, if they want to win, though, they've got to out-rocket the Rockets. They've got to get up and down the court. They've got to score damn near every possession, and they've got to keep Harden off the free throw line. But that's what I told him. I said it's got to be a different style game for the Nuggets, because the Rockets are going to score their points. You've got to keep up with them, which sounds simplistic. Or you got to score more points than the other team. Yeah, well, yeah, but
you're going to have to play at their pace.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make more shots. And, you know, trying to grind it out to 90-87 isn't going to work.
No.
So... But they can be beaten at their own game because they don't play great defense.
Yes.
And they're very much a run-and-shoot college offense, in that you're going to have to play at their pace, you're going to have to play fast, but their defense is bad enough that if you're shooting well, you can beat them.
Yeah.
And you can trade blows with them. And I like this Nuggets team. I think it's going to be real interesting to see how the West plays out as we move forward. And again, I don't, you know, it's impossible to really judge who's what until you get to around Christmas, which is when I think the season should start anyway. But at least then you have enough data points to say, okay, this is what we're going to be.
Right.
But I think the Nuggets are one of the teams that, you know, will be there and be in the top five.
The Nuggets kind of, and they said, what do people think in Houston about the Nuggets? And I said, honestly, they probably don't think much about them, because the Nuggets are a team that kind of tends to fly under the radar, because with everything that's going on in L.A. with both those teams, you know, the Rockets here, it's easy to forget about Denver, but Denver's in first place, and they're very good. And, you know, they play a style that dog will hunt come playoff time. You know, they're a team that plays defense and has good depth come playoff time. That's awesome. In the regular season, okay, you're not going to win a lot of style points, but... I would rather have, and I'm not saying I'd rather have the Nuggets team than the Rockets team come playoff time, but I'd rather have a team that plays the Nuggets style of basketball come playoff time, certainly.
Well, I think realistically, Rockets and Rockets fans are looking, they're going to look at the Lakers and the Clippers as the teams you have to beat.
Yes.
Because those guys have the stars. But realistically, Yeah, I think the Nuggets and the Jazz are teams that you better be paying attention to as well. And even though the Jazz aren't off to the greatest start, those aren't sexy teams, and those aren't teams that people in Houston are going to think about because they don't have LeBron, they right. don't have Kawhi. But those are good basketball teams. And I'll tell you who else I would keep an eye on too. And Houston fan doesn't want to hear this. I really like what the Mavericks are becoming.
I do too.
And I mean, they may have the guy who is the next Greek freak in terms of the player on a team that nobody expects to be the best in the league.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a good job of adding around him. And I know they're still young, but that I like that basketball team.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good for a good while. And they hit a home run on a draft pick, and you know that
traded up to get him too, yep. which was smart. So,
and a lot of people thought it was crazy at the time.
Yeah,
and they were right. They were right.
And they've got their superstar for the next 10 years. And just if they get the right guys around him,
and they did kind of the same thing that you know we've always talked about, the Peyton Manning handoff to Aaron or to Andrew Luck. I mean, yeah. they found basically maybe the next Dirk. Which is pretty crazy to think, but yeah. you know, a guy who looks like he could be the next great European player,
and that and Dirk was so good for so long, it is kind of cool that maybe you do have the next one.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and how about this? If you're looking for the best sleep, Texas Mattress Makers. You're looking for the best deal, Texas Mattress Makers, and all during November they're doing Black Friday, so you don't have to wait for Black Friday. You can go right now. And get 30% off select mattresses off the factory direct prices. And keep in mind, you're already saving 50% off of what you would spend at a retail store. And how about this? They've got a new Woodlands location. So for our friends up there, I-45, you exit Robinson Road. It's right in front of the iFly. The new location, the third Texas Mattress Makers, but you get the same great factory prices. Of course, you can always visit the original Navigation in Lockwood. You can also go to the one in Katy, 3rd Street, and now the Woodlands location as well. And Yuval and the gang, they're going to put you on the best mattress for you. And they're great people. They do so much in the community. And you're getting great prices all month long. You don't have to wait for Black Friday. You can go now and get the same prices. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713.